By the end of January, the commission is supposed to come up with a set of recommendations for the Alaska legislature to help them write an Arctic policy for the state. The group of lawmakers, conservationists, and small-town mayors on the Alaska Arctic Policy Commission, or AAPC, made progress on those recommendations in Unalaska. But they also spent a fair amount of time talking about another set of policy goals and priorities, the federal government's. Bob Herron is Unalaska's state representative and the co-chair of the AAPC.
We just want a reassurance that there will be a coordination.
Just like Alaska, the federal government's Arctic policy doesn't exist yet. They've come out with a broad strategy plan for Arctic development, but they're still trying to figure out how to implement it. Herron and other AAPC members spent an afternoon grilling Brendan Kelly, a White House polar policy representative, on whether the federal process can line up with the state's. Herron wanted to know if the federal government can hold off on publishing anything else about Arctic policy until the AAPC has finished up their work for the state legislature. Kelly said that might be possible, but not everything on the AAPC's wish list is. Commissioner Stephanie Madsen asked for a budget for the new infrastructure and research that the federal government will need in the Arctic.
What are the funding sources and the money that is going to be affiliated with?
So there will be no budget specifically associated with this.
The strategy was written so it wouldn't tie up any funding. Kelly said it's going to be a while before we know the price tag for building up the federal government's presence in the Arctic. While the conversation was enough to satisfy some members of the commission, others were more skeptical. Kathy Giesel, a state senator, says she's just not convinced that the AAPC will be able to influence the federal government at this stage. That's why Giesel thinks it's more important to stay focused on the task at hand, giving the Alaska legislature a foundation for writing Arctic policy.
Don't we need to wait until the legislature has looked at it before we actually take this forward to the feds?
Kelly, the White House liaison, disagrees. He says he's taking the state's concerns back to Washington with him. And he says the meeting did set up the state and federal government to communicate better down the road.
You don't get to hold that, touch it, point to it, you know, put it on the bookshelf. But I think makes a huge difference in how well we're able to serve people as a government.
And when it comes down to it, the state and federal governments are going to have to work together to regulate and respond to development in the far north. In Unalaska, I'm Lauren Rosenthal.